Hi there, this is Kyle Hebert, the voice of the narrator from Dragon Ball Z, and you're listening to the After Hours Nerds podcast.
The curses are pretty crazy.
They never explain the talking panda. He's just a talking panda, and they're just okay with it. Like, no one brings up the fact that he's a talk. I feel like it's weird that they don't bring up the fact that he's a talking panda. Thanks for tuning in to episode 86 of the After Hour Nerd podcast, the week of June 25th, 2021. The weekly podcast that covers all of last week's important gaming and nerd culture news, hosted by Gags and Dill. Dill, how was your week?
Hot.
And yeah, ready for this heat storm?
Definitely hot.
Yeah, tomorrow and Wednesday be going to be even worse.
I might have the flu tomorrow.
My little brother didn't want to go to work, so he texted his boss. He's like, I can't taste or smell. And then gave him
you
the
just
day
ratted him out?
Yeah, they don't listen. He'll be all right.
You don't know that.
Yeah. I've been hitting the links, Mario Golf, so much Mario Golf now. Dude,
I've been hitting the links.
The story mode makes no sense, all right? Let me explain it to you. This is what happens. First off, you wake up, Birdo shows up, and yep. She's like, oh, you can call me mom. So she's basically your mom.
Okay.
For no reason. Your rival is Charging Chuck, who's the football, like, enemy from the Mario games.
Yep.
So he's, like, your rival.
Okay.
I am at near the end of the adventure mode. I have only played against two Mario characters, being Luigi and Donkey Kong.
Yep.
Mario has not showed up once. Don't even mention him.
So
really.
Who's your character?
You're me. Your character is your, and this is how you like power him up. So basically, it starts off with you just going through like the normal like tournaments. Like that's what your goal is.
Yep.
And then out of nowhere, for no reason, all of a sudden this like electric knight shows up and is like, "Oh, we're gonna play this game, and if you beat my challenges, you get the electrical sword." And then once you get the electrical sword, they're like, oh, now go to the fireplace and get the fireballs from a giant firebird. Once you get the fireballs, they're like, all right, now go beat the final challenge. The final boss is just a giant snowman. Has nothing to do with Mario. They even say Bowser is like the hero because Bowser's flames are what keep the snowman away. But for some reason, Bowser's busy, so he hasn't been keeping. It makes no sense.
I'm highly confused.
It takes a turn because at first you're just training to be a golfer,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like you're the chosen hero to save us, and it makes no sense.
So they try turning that into a crazy like RPG,
but like in 20 minutes because it's literally like you fight the lightning guy,
yeah.
Immediately fight the fire guy, and then you just go and fight the snow king. And that's like out of nowhere, and that's it.
Just the three things you just said: just the electric knight guy, the fireball king, and then
the snowman.
And then the snowman.
It's just a giant snow.
Like those three enemies right there are very weird from Mario Golf.
Well, it felt like they made the story, and someone said, "Hey, you should add boss battles to it," and they didn't realize that meant spread those boss battles out. Don't just put them all one after another.
I don't even know what to say about this story.
And it takes it because there's no indication at all that this is ever going to happen.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's literally just like, go to the statue. And it's like, why do I go to the statue? Go to the statue. And that's where the lightning knight is.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Other than that, I mean, how is the game?
So they do it differently. So, like, obviously, there's standard golf where it's like, the least amount of strokes win.
Mm-hmm.
But, the way it pretty much works in this for the story mode is they do like it's all timed. So everyone's golfing at the same time. Every time you hit the ball, it's an additional 30 seconds. So
you obviously don't want to hit the ball
too many times.
Your time will be
too
much.
And then it's based on who has the lowest time.
Time, yeah. Okay.
So it's super frantic and super like it's like
chaotic.
Anxiety.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh yeah. And like when you're running, you're trying to knock into the enemy because it knocks them down. So it's
intense golf.
It's like Mario Kart golf. Like that's the best way to explain. So it's fun.
Yeah.
Like it's super fun, but it's such like a different way to play golf. Like it actually works. Like
I was gonna say,
well.
I feel like that's an interesting take on it.
And then like using your Mii character, he's like the most vanilla, bland character. But if you use the other characters, they all have certain powers.
Yeah, certain stats. Yeah.
That are like they're way better than you.
Yeah, of course.
Like when you play against Luigi. And
I mean, maybe better than your Mii, but
100%.
Not better than like a someone solid.
I'm a little pissed off. There's no red polo, black pant, like Tiger Woods combo.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing, dude. You're going to get it soon, though, right? And
of
then
course,
I can crush
you?
That's what I want.
I'm going to have to buy it this week when payday hits.
All right, let's take a break, and then we'll be back with the news. All right, we're back with the news. Quick news of the week. Konami announces a new PC game, Crime Site, described as a competitive murder mystery game. Demo for Neo, The World Ends With You, released on Nintendo Switch and PS4 on June 25th. Save data from the demo will transfer over to the full game. And Tekken's Kazuya joins Super Smash Bros. Ultimate tomorrow, June 29th. Dante, Dragonborn, Shantae, and Lloyd will be purchasable Mii costumes. This hurts so bad because so many people wanted the final character to be Dante.
Yeah.
This already
that would be dope, but...
Right? Dante Shantae was another one that was always high on the list. She's deconfirmed now. And then Lloyd from the Tales of Symphonia, he's deconfirmed. Dragonborn is just like your basic Skyrim skin.
Yeah.
So no one really cared about that.
The Dante skin looked fire, though.
Oh, yeah. It looks really good.
Would be a dope character.
Right? Like, I can't believe he's not in yet. Although, like, if it ends, like, it has to end on a banger character, you would think.
Yeah.
It's got to be Sora. Like, it has to be. Sora
We've been talking about that for a long time.
I know.
What, so is there one more character?
There's one more character, and they confirmed today. This is the final character. Like, there will be no more after this. Unless they were lying, but they said this is the... Yeah.
I can always see them lying.
Yeah, or like a year later, be like, hey, we're going to do another Fighter Pass.
Do you think Sora would be that big, that character, though?
Who's the biggest character that it could be? You know what I mean? It's so tough to be like... Master Chief, everyone's Dante. So convinced it's Master Chief. They put the Mii Fighter skin in instead.
Master Chief would be cool. Is there a lot of gunners like that?
Not really. So, I don't really think anyone is that much of a gunner. You know, like, you have Samus, technically.
Yeah, I was going to say Sam. Well, Falco or whatever. The guy that shoots.
Yeah. He's Falco Star and Fox. Star Fox and Wolf.
Yeah. Other than that, though.
Like, even Snake doesn't use a gun.
Yeah, he doesn't. Doesn't he shoot the little rocket?
He does the rocket.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a gun,
I think, but the problem is they don't want anything that resembles a real gun. Because even the bazooka's like a...
Yeah, but I'm sure they could do the little like yellow boop 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 boop, like they do with that little gun that you pick up as an item.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm sure they could do that with Master Chief, because he's...
You could get away with it if it's like an alien style gun, because then you can say it's not a real gun.
Well, he fights aliens.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm sure they could find some way.
Because even his beam sword,
isn't the regular gun in Halo like the needle gun or whatever it is?
No,
like,
no, it's the if you remember, it's the assault needler? Rifle. The needler is a gun, but the normal one is just his assault rifle.
But doesn't
that he
shoot
has.
Like little yellow? Boop, 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 boop.
No, that shoots needles, like the purple needles that stick into you and then blow up.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they could do the needles.
Because they could do that. They could use his. If you remember, they have the battle rifle.
Yeah,
that's like the main one too.
Yeah, like the charge one.
And then they have the charge sword or the beam sword.
Yeah. Like sword, you see me though.
Or I could even see them just giving him that pistol, the regular pistol.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sure they could. I mean,
I don't know.
I feel like it'd be good to have a gunner in there.
And then technically Joker, if you remember, uses a gun.
Yeah, yeah.
But his is, they get away with it because they say it's an antique. And in his game, the antique works in the dreams as a real gun. It's you know, it's bullshit.
Politics.
Yeah. Metacritic scores from this week. Mario Golf Super Rush has a Metacritic score of 75, a user score of 6.6. Honestly, that's about right.
Yeah, not too good.
I hate like the scoring system, but like it's not an amazing game.
I'm sure that's a fair score.
But it's all in the multiplayer. Like it's way better in the multiplayer. And then if you read the reviews, they drag it for the adventure mode, which I just described as acid.
That seems how most games are going now anyway. So. Yep. As I've been saying.
Scarlet Nexus, Metascore 80, user score 7.9. I heard really good things about
this. I was
going
to say, that's pretty good to be spot on like that with those two scores.
I
thought it looked dope from what
I've seen. The anime I heard is pretty good, too. There's an anime with it.
Really?
And then we got Dungeons & Dragons Dark Alliance with a Metascore of 59, a user score 4.4. I included this because I heard this game is bug-filled, but people actually enjoy the hell out of it.
Doesn't seem like it would have used a score of 4.4.
Well, exactly. But I don't know how much is like being dragged down from the bugs.
Yeah.
All right, first big news story of the week. EA's IP revival is reportedly a Dead Space reimagining. This is by Andy Robinson on VideoGamesChronicle.com. It was first claimed by journalist Jeff Grubb this weekend that EA was set to announce a new project during its EA Play Live event on July 22nd, which he had previously claimed was an unnamed established IP revival by EA's Motive Studio. The story was picked up by VGC and other outlets, and now Gamatsu has corroborated the report and claimed that the established IP is Dead Space. Dead Space series first released in 2008 and has not seen a new installment since 2013's Dead Space 3. The series developer, Visceral Games, was closed by EA in 2017. According to Gamatsu, the new Dead Space game will be a reimagining of the series rather than a straight sequel to the existing trilogy of games. I think that's the way to go. If you haven't had a game since 2013, your first one wasn't since 2008, so that's over 13 years ago. So if you didn't play any of it, you'd either have to go back and track those games down and then get into it, or just start over with a whole new audience.
New, fresh game?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like the way to go.
With, like, your improved visuals
Maybe
now.
They should have did that with Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, made it better?
Instead of just continuing from where 2 left off, or Chain of Memories, or whatever but the fuck game it left. Yeah, Dead Drop, Dream Drop. Like, who's going to go back and play all three of those DS games?
Your brother did.
Well, of course, but, well, like...
No, because if you remember, they technically ported them to the PS4.
What do you mean?
They have like a collection
yeah,
with them.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying though. Like either way, you're gonna have to go back,
yeah.
Play all those just to get caught up to
and
where
you still
it restarts,
won't get the story.
And you still won't fucking get it. So it's like, might as well they could have just started Kingdom Hearts 3 like right off from scratch.
That's the problem with like so at least
and
Kingdom
that was
Hearts
even longer.
Had new games in
that
the
was
series.
A longer, yeah, but those games I didn't fuck with those games.
I know.
I don't
it
care
did.
About those
no
DS games, dude. Obviously no they came did. To PS4. But that was like 6 years after I was already out of it.
Even the DS game is technically a port of a mobile game.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't give a shit about that. I played through Chain of Memories. I went out with that, yep. And that was fine. But I wasn't going to do those two other games because that
the
was
one with like Aqua. Everyone's like, "Oh, you don't know who Aqua is?" Like, I don't care.
I don't give a shit.
I don't care.
I only care about Riku, Sora, and Kyrie.
It's funny too because I heard I've just started one over. I heard 3 doesn't even have any Final Fantasy characters in it or anything. So it's like, it probably was just like a half-baked, we need to get an end into this.
That was the one thing I liked about 2 is you got to see fucking Cloud. You got to see
Cloud
my
was in 1
Squall from fucking Final Fantasy 8. That game was just lit.
Remember Sephiroth as like the secret boss?
Twice.
And he rips you apart.
He rips you apart. He's way worse than number 1, though.
Let's see. Following the closure of Visceral, which had spent 2 years developing a Star Wars heist game called Ragtag under prominent game director Amy Hennig from the Uncharted series, many of Dead Space's senior developers formed a new PUBG Corporation development studio called Striking Distance in 2019. Last year, Striking Distance announced a new sci-fi horror game, The Costello Protocol, which could now end up going head-to-head with the series many of its leads helped create. So this is the weird thing. The team that basically created Dead Space went off, made their own thing. They announced it in 2019 or last year. It's basically Dead Space without it being Dead Space because they didn't own the rights to Dead Space. It's like the Left 4 Dead team making Back 4 Blood. It's the same thing, but it doesn't use the name because they don't own it.
Isn't it still Left 4 Dead, Back 4 Blood, though? Or is it
no,
just Back
it's just
Blood?
Back 4 Blood.
It's not the same company?
No,
oh, really?
It's the same company, but it's not the same
franchise.
Because
they
don't
sold
own
the
it.
Franchise?
I think it's Valve who owns it.
Did they actually sell the Left 4 Dead franchise, though? Or?
No. So what happens is...
Or does it just, die out? Like,
so
because is it a franchise anymore?
It technically is a franchise.
But like, they're not working on it.
Yes, exactly.
It's like,
so imagine me and you work for, I'll just say, Google.
Yeah.
And we created a game called XY, right?
Yeah.
And then we make XYZ, and then they're like, you're not working on XYZ Omega.
Yeah.
So me and you leave, start our own studio, and we're like, we're going to make like the sequel without it being tied
to... Well, that's what I'm saying. What happens to those two? Like, what?
Technically,
like,
they're owned by someone
owned
else.
This company owned it.
Yep.
They left.
Yep.
So, like, but...
The people above them still own it
but, like,
when they left.
Obviously, there's nothing coming out for that game.
Right.
So, like, do they own it
it's
anymore?
Just dead.
Like, is it just
it's
a dead
just
franchise?
Dead. It's, yeah. Just dead.
So they just said, fuck it. We'll take all our ideas from the first two.
Yes.
And we'll just make our own game.
Exactly.
From scratch.
So now you're going to have the team that originally made Dead Space making their own game against a different team using their old original idea.
Yeah.
And they're going to be going against. That's so weird.
I'm thinking the original team's going to take the dub here.
It depends. Cause
does
know,
it?
The normal people who don't know about like the teams developing it are just going to see Dead Space, a known entity,
and just grab that
instead
of grabbing this
the Costello
lesser name
protocol.
Game.
Yes.
Yeah. But I mean, if for the real fans that follow, I guess the people that create these games, I'm sure they'll know.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, some random guy that just like Dead Space like 10 years ago is gonna be like, oh yeah, I'm grabbing Dead Space 3.
I mean,
it's completely different.
I haven't heard Lou buy a game, and then all of a sudden he saw the Mass Effect trilogy.
Yeah,
so I gotta get it.
Well, that was like his favorite game of the world. So anytime he hears Mass Effect, he's going to it.
Do you remember Dead Space? It was like one of the true. You don't?
No,
with
I don't think I ever played it.
It's almost like you're like an engineer on a...
like
so you're
a
not
ship.
A fighter. You're an engineer on a ship, and like some alien thing attacks
comes
the
in
ship.
And attacks the ship.
So you have to... your weapon is basically like a
futuristic... It's pretty much a survival.
Exactly.
In space.
And I think the problem with... 1 and 2 are like really highly regarded. Like I have... So first Dead Space released in 2008 with a Metascore of 89.
Yeah.
Dead Space 2, Metascore of 90.
I'm sure in 08, though, there was nothing to compare it to.
That's...
So it's like, I feel like that game in this time would be like a 6.5.
You think?
It's so hard to meet the standards now.
Yes, yeah, it is.
Like,
well,
it takes one freaking Twitter post to just drag your entire game to shit. So one guy on Twitter doesn't like your game, and now it's in the garbage.
Yes. I honestly, I've been saying this for a while. I think there's already like a preconceived notion of how a game is going to do before the game's even out. Oh, and God, that yeah. preconceived notion.
All it takes is one guy to have one expectation and they yep. don't hit it and the game's trash.
Yes, because like you watch one trailer of a game, right? And then you're like, oh, this sucks. And it's like, you don't know that. You saw a trailer of this.
Or it's like, that's great. And then when you don't get it, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It looked like that was going to happen in the trailer.
I mean, you saw how many people were watching Final Fantasy Origins that like were like, this looks horrible. And now everyone's playing the demo and was like, hey, this is actually pretty
good. This is a pretty good game. Everyone just looks at fucking drag shit before it even hits. That's like, I mean, I can't say that, but it's like everyone hitting Cyberpunk before the patch came out. But
right,
I mean,
but
it took a while for
release,
those patches
yeah.
to come out.
Actually, they just came out today.
I heard it's running perfect now on everything. That's what I heard. I heard it's like as best
better.
As it's going to be ever.
A lot of people are dragging them, though, because a developer came out like either today or yesterday and was like, 6 months after its launch, this is what the game was supposed to be.
Yeah, that's what I read or something.
That's
like
what
that.
He was saying.
Like they were saying it's pretty much like now what they
it's
wanted
playable.
It to be. Yeah, like,
it's back on the PlayStation Store now.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, okay. That's funny. Everyone already returned it.
Right. And then, you know what? Most of the people who returned it, I guarantee you,
I'm
gonna
are going
to
buy
it. And the
trash it
is,
more.
Yes, they're going to look for anything.
This game didn't get any better since 6 months ago I bought it.
There
even though I couldn't get past fucking 66 download percentage last time, and now I got the game already playable.
There was a dude who, like, he made a video showing that he basically, like, hacked into the game to make cars spawn over and over again just to see what the limit was. And he was like, oh, this game can't load 1,000 cars. I was like, no shit. No game was made to load that many cars.
It takes that much time to go load 1,000 cars in a game like that.
Let's see. Next news story. Castlevania Advance Collection possibly revealed by Rating in Australia. This is by Kate Gray on NintendoLife.com. 2021 may just be the year of the Metroidvania, and not for the reasons you think. The Nintendo E3 Direct earlier this week revealed the existence of the first 2D Metroid game in almost 20 years, Metroid Dread. And now, via RPG site, we have ourselves a re-release of the Game Boy Advance Castlevanias. On June 18th, 2021, Konami registered the title Castlevania Advance Collection with the Australian Classification Board, which of course means that also appeared to the public, thanks Australian government. The author is given an M2, a Japanese studio whose work includes the 3D classics on the Nintendo 3DS and the Castlevania Anniversary Collection and the Contra Anniversary Collection on Switch. It's relatively safe to assume that the Castlevania Advance Collection will include the three Game Boy Advance games that were left out of the Anniversary Collection: Circle of Moon, Harmony of Dissonance, and Aria of Sorrow. It might have included some other titles too, but the advance in the title is certainly leaning more towards the Game Boy era. Castlevania Advance Collection looks like it's also destined for release on multiple platforms, so it's likely to come to Switch as well as PC, Xbox, and PS4. Who knows when we'll get to hear more, though. Keep your ear to the ground and make sure to trust your GBA nicely, or Konami might change their minds. So, previously...
We still got a GBA.
I have your older brother's Game Boy SP.
Do you? Mike's? The gray one?
Yeah. It's in there in a
box. You got the gray one? So I guess you do, but it's actually ours.
Possession law. After 3 years of not talking about it, I own it.
I still have his DS.
Do you?
His like OG DS, the black one.
Well, legally we own him now.
Yeah. Of course.
But previously, the Castlevania Collection launched May 16, 2019. It was $20 and included Castlevania 1, Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest, which is a shit game, Castlevania 3, Dracula's Curse, Super Castlevania 4, which is really good, Castlevania The Adventure, Castlevania 2, Belmont's Revenge, Castlevania Bloodlines, Kid Dracula, which was never released in English before, and then History of Castlevania, Book of Crescent Moon. That's just like an art book kind of thing.
Yeah.
So if this only includes three games compared to that, it's still a better value in my mind, because the Game Boy Advance Castlevania games are way bigger way better.
I heard the most popular ones, though, are number Simon Quest and Dracula's Curse.
Dude, Simon's Quest sucks.
I've heard it's the most popular.
It's super popular for being bad.
The shittiest game.
Yeah,
that's what Mike Steck used to say all the time. He's like, I fucking hate this
that's
game.
That's the one
I have
Angry Video Game Nerd made the video on.
I have it for the...
The NES.
Yeah. We found it in that bag.
Yes,
it's in that bag.
Yeah. Game sucks.
Mike Steck used to just... Fucking hate this game.
Yeah.
I fucking hate this game.
Well, that was the one that was very cryptic, where it was like, oh, you throw the holy water in this very specific spot for the tornado to come pick you up.
I've seen little playthroughs of it. It just looks so fucking annoying.
Yes. Yep.
Like I don't have the time or the patience or the anger level to play those type of games anymore.
Well, it's
what was that game we tried playing? Was it Shovel Knight or whatever?
Shovel Knight. We
didn't try.
We
and that game pissed me off.
That's a good game.
And it pissed me off. Those little stupid slow side scrollers like that, like those just pissed me off.
Metroidvania style.
You gotta restart, like you fuck up one time, you gotta restart from the beginning.
Yeah, I love it.
It was like that Mega Man game I was playing. It said I only had three retries and then I was done.
Yep.
And I died and it brought me all the way back. I had to fight all those dudes again.
Don't die.
That sucks.
It's so simple.
Well, when they give you a black platform that it pretty much gives you the only way out and you walk off and you just blow up, like what do you want me to do?
I don't know if that was the game or the emulator.
I think I was supposed to jump back up, but like, I don't know. But it was weird because even when I loaded the game, it was just a black screen.
Yeah.
I could hear my guy shooting, but I couldn't see anything. I was like, is the brightness down? Couldn't figure out how to turn up the brightness. So I clicked start. The menu popped up fine.
Yeah,
so
I think that was the emulator.
And then I hit start, and then the game was on. So I was like, okay.
That might have been my fault.
It might be your fault.
The last new game in the whole Castlevania franchise released in 2014.
Castlevania 6, 2021. Just came out for the PS5.
Yeah.
New game.
That's the problem is most of the 3D Castlevania games...
They should make a new one based off the show right now.
Well, that's the problem is the shows are already based off the games that already exist.
I know, but like, if they try to do something with...
Right, you're right. Like, tie it into the...
Like PS5 graphics with you running around as Trevor Belmont with the sword. You look savage.
Do
you got
a
the
remake.
Girl on your side, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, that'd be crazy if they somehow did like... Almost like Kingdom Hearts, how they follow you around, but you got the girl and you got Alucard on your side. Mm-hmm. You guys just go fight a bunch of...
Like a three...
Yeah, that'd be dope as fuck.
Yeah.
Almost like Kingdom Hearts, but not Kingdom Hearts.
But better?
Almost like a Final Fantasy. You could almost do it like that.
Yeah.
Because she does magic.
Yeah.
Alucard's obviously a vampire.
Yeah.
And you got the sword. So it's like, you got the whip, whatever you use.
He uses the whip.
But you could do it like that. You could do a turn based. You could literally do it any way you want.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy VII Remake style. It'd be the same way. It'd be dope as hell.
The crazy thing is, the Castlevania like franchise itself is so, like, I'll say popular, right?
Yeah.
Like, people know it.
Oh, yeah.
Even though the last game came out, real new game came out in 2014. But like you said, you got the anime on Netflix. That's a big deal.
Which is popular.
You have two of the Simon people playable in Smash Bros.
Yeah,
because you have Richter and Simon.
Yeah,
and Richter is getting his own anime on Netflix. Because that'll be what the next series is about.
Yeah, I don't really know much about Richter.
He was in Castlevania, something blood like. Look it up. It's something. It was like one of the weird ones that barely came here. I hope I'm not completely wrong. It's like
Castlevania.
With Richter. Just put in with Richter.
With Richter.
I'll start.
It's probably something blood. I know there's a game like that.
I think it starts with an R. I don't know why. But I'm telling the three.
I think he's in Symphony of the Night.
No, that's Alucard, isn't it?
I don't know. It says, what are Richter's move? And then it's his move set. And it says, Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
Okay.
Walk through confronting Richter.
Which Castlevania?
Wait, what? It says, blah, 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 this is important because otherwise you will kill Richter and get a bad ending. So maybe he's the bad guy.
Well, in the one that he's in, right here, Rondo of Blood, this is the one I was thinking of.
It definitely... It does.
He's also in Symphony of the Night, but you play as him in Rondo of Blood.
So...
I don't remember...
It seems like you do play as Alucard in this game.
You
Richter.
You play as Alucard. Richter? Probably because he's a vampire hunter and you're a vampire.
But same thing with Alucard and Trevor, and they still chill.
Right, but Trevor met him. If Richter just walks into Alucard, he might be like, yo, this guy's an enemy.
I mean, Alucard's not like that, though. I mean,
yeah, he's
give
a
him
nice
some
guy.
Respect.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
He is a good guy.
I'm telling... This GBA thing, if it's $20, $25, it's still worth it more than the normal one.
I mean, that's a good price.
Next news story. Xbox wants to do more with Killer Instinct, but not right now. This is by Molly Taylor on PCGamer.com. Phil Spencer said he wants Xbox to return to Killer Instinct at some point when the time is right. Rare's excellent fighting game series was revived in 2013 after being shelved for almost two decades. The reboot eventually made its way over to the Windows Store in 2016 and Steam in 2017, but there's been relatively little support for it since, despite it being one of the best fighting games of the last decade with a tight roster of characters and rollback netcode. There's been no new content since the third season, which wrapped up in 2017. It's hard not to feel like Killer Instinct's once again been forgotten about. But in the latest Dropped Frames podcast, Spencer shared that he wants to revisit the series just when the time is right. There's so many good games in our catalog that we'd love to revisit, Spencer said. The response when we did Killer Instinct at launch of Xbox One was fantastic. Not everyone inside of the Xbox org kind of saw what that game could become. I will just say Matt Booty and I have discussed many times Killer Instinct, and we like to go with it. It's in our hearts, in our minds, that we want to continue to do something with Killer Instinct. It is about finding the right team and the right opportunity, but it's not due to any lack of desire on our part that we're not doing any more of Killer Instinct, because we love the franchise and the community response. Fingers crossed it won't be another 17-year wait like last time. While Killer Instinct doesn't hold the same weight as juggernauts like Tekken and Street Fighter, it's a top-notch fighting game that deserves more love. It's also one of the many games on Game Pass if you fancy giving it a crack. You know Killer Instinct, right?
Oh, yeah.
On the SNES? Original. Yeah. All right. So they, if you remember, they brought it back on Xbox One. It was a launch title. They own it.
I don't remember that.
It's a Microsoft exclusive. It's pretty good.
I don't remember it coming back out.
Really? There's actually... So there's three guest characters in it. General Ram. Does that sound...
From Gears?
Gears of War. Yep. The Arbiter from Halo. Okay. He's the main alien character.
I don't really...
From the story of Halo.
Yeah, I didn't really play the stories.
And then Rash, who's a Battletoad. Okay. If you remember the Battletoads, he's one of them.
Yeah.
So, because it's technically a rare IP.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah, Ram
one of the Battletoads and General Ram. That's interesting. Fuck that guy.
General Ram?
Stabbed
fuck that
my
guy.
Boy Min Ling Ku or whatever
his name
was.
Oh, yeah.
My dude, he's right through the
gut. I forgot about that. It's Gears 1, right? Yeah. General Ram is Gears 1.
Yeah.
That's
fight him on top of the train.
Hell of a throwback.
Yeah. I still remember the achievement you get.
What's the
when
name?
You beat him on hard mode.
What's the achievement?
It's like revenge is a dish best served cold. And you get that achievement. That's when you get the Asian dude as the unlockable character. You got to play that fight on like very hard or something, which it's very hard.
I think, first off, I think Microsoft needs to give this the Xbox Series X/S boost. You know how they've gone back and gave
it,
especially since this is a technically Xbox console exclusive.
Yep.
And then I think they need to bring the franchise back and get it popular. Try to get it to Evo.
Yeah,
because
as a competitive fighting game.
Yes, because if the competitive scene picks it up, that's when it shoots off.
Yeah, of course.
Not only that, PlayStation, even though they don't own the Street Fighter like franchise, it's still a Street Fighter.
Yeah,
they're the
absolutely.
Console exclusive for it.
Yeah.
So you need something.
Unless
to
you have an arcade like us.
Yeah.
Unless you can
legally.
Build, unless,
legally.
Yeah, of course.
Legally.
Of course. Shout out Microsoft.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And then you diversify your portfolio. Because right now, when you think of Xbox, you think of just Halo or Gears.
Honestly, yeah.
And those are just two shooting games.
It's sad to say nothing comes to mind. It's just because, like, I feel like, I can't say, like, games like Call of Duty, but I feel like most people that play, like, Modern Warfare 2 just have vivid memories of playing on Xbox.
Yep.
Because, like, no one played PS3 back then like that.
Right.
But, like, now that everything's crossplay, you can't use those games in conversation anymore.
Yeah.
So, like, when you just think of, like, Xbox games,
they don't have
all
much.
I think about is Gears of War and Halo.
That's it. And that's the problem. That's why they're always losing, is because, like, if you sit here and say, well, Sony has God of War.
Yeah.
They have the Forspoken that you keep
Final
already talking
Fantasy.
About. Final Fantasies usually only go there.
Kingdom Hearts.
Kingdom Hearts is on both now.
Now, but not back then.
Back then,
that's why
right.
it like yep. it still rings to you as a PS game.
You know what's
I would
weird?
Feel weird playing Kingdom Hearts on an Xbox.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Which you're a fucking scumbag.
Oh, come on. You know what's weird is I went to buy 1 and 2.
Yeah.
There's no like physical edition for it on Xbox. It's digital only.
Yeah.
So
PS4,
I tried
I think
to buy
you can get the
used.
Digital.
No, you can get it.
I mean, that's what I meant. PS4, I think you could get the disc.
You can. And it's like $8. It's
is
so
it?
Cheap.
How much was it on this?
$50 because it's digital only.
I thought it was on Game Pass.
It was on Game Pass, and they took it off the month I started playing
Are
it.
Are you serious?
So it was like, hey, you can buy it now on sale because you have Game Pass, so it cost me $32.
After all the shout-outs we did to Microsoft,
they did
that to you, man. That's
snaked
insane.
Me. But like Kingdom Hearts 3, because it has a disc,
yeah.
$6.
You got that for $6?
$6.
I paid $60. The fool I am.
Because you're a fucking scumbag.
And I only got to the first world.
They need to bring the game. The first one has a Metacritic score of 73, which for a fighting game to me is pretty damn good.
No, that's solid, yeah.
Most
fighting games don't last longer than in the ratings.
Because it's even like movies to me. Like, you never see a comedy movie do good in the reviews. You know what I mean?
Very.
No matter how good it is.
I feel like, I don't know, every time I see any movie I feel like you like, it has a shitty review.
Shitty review.
Like, you'll be like, wow, this movie is honestly really good. It'll have like a 30. And you're just like, how? Like, who's rating this movie?
Yeah. It'll be like, the cinematography of this film is horrible. It's like, I didn't look at that or care.
Like, it had a good story, man.
Yeah.
Like, I was interested in the
That's
movie.
But
most comedies just get shitted on.
Yep.
I feel like horror movies get shitted on.
All the time.
But most horror movies are really bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well,
most of them aren't actually scary.
Let's see. So the last game the franchise, like they said, released in 2013, it was an Xbox One launch game. It's a Xbox One exclusive. It's also on Windows 10. There's a Windows 10 version and Steam.
Interesting.
The final DLC released on March 29, 2016. So they gave it 3 years of support.
Yeah.
Which
I'm surprised because I don't remember hearing about any of this.
Really? I'm surprised because Killer Instinct.
And I like that game too. I used to play it on the SNES.
It was on the SNES, and then they had the sequel on the Nintendo 64. It was called like Killer Instinct Gold. It had the gold card.
I feel like I've heard of that.
Because you also had Clay Fighters on the N64.
This is the game with TJ Combo, right?
TJ Combo?
I'm pretty sure he's Killer Instinct.
I couldn't tell you who... Yep, TJ Combo, Killer Instinct.
I just remember him specifically from the death battle that he did with Balrog from Street Fighter. That's why I was like, oh, shit. Because that's when I saw him in the death battle,
yep.
I was like, that's pretty odd of them to bring a game from like the SNES. And then I was like... obviously, it's because it came out recently. I didn't know it came out for Xbox. So that's why.
Yeah.
I was like, why would they bring a character from all the way back then to go fight this dude right now?
And he
kicks his ass. So it's like...
Who? TJ Combo?
Yeah, he wins the fight.
Because Killer Instinct is killers.
Well, Balrog is...
Is there an actual story to Killer Instinct? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't think in that SNES one there was. I mean, and if it was, it was probably like one of those, you know, Mortal Kombat things where you like climb the ladder and just fight like other people. Like, I don't think there was a real actual story.
And again,
and if there was, I was like six, so I probably wasn't paying attention to it. Yeah, I was just fighting.
Well, I mean, how many times do you read a review for a fighting game and it's just like the story's unengaging? It's like, it's a fighting game. The story wasn't supposed to be there.
Good fighting stories are Mortal Kombat most of the time.
Mortal Kombat crushes
it. And then the Injustice ones weren't bad either. Because they do follow somewhat of the actual comic storyline sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that Marvel versus DC storyline was decent.
Was it?
Because you got to play both sides.
Marvel, you mean Mortal Kombat versus DC?
Yeah. That was a good story.
I forgot about that game.
That was a good game.
Yeah. Completely forgot about that one.
Because you got to play both sides of the story, so that's why it was dope.
Let's see.
And they both like connect in the end, so it was like
give you that overarching.
Yeah, it was. Dude, I actually like that game.
I'm telling, for fighting games alone, like only I swear to God, Mortal Kombat is the only one, and it's because they don't take themselves serious, but
I can't even see, because those stories definitely weren't the best back. I feel like they started getting better like towards Mortal Kombat like 9 and 10. They started getting serious, and obviously the latest one story has been pretty solid.
But even them, because of the way Mortal Kombat works, they had to basically restart it because. Yeah. Like, the Mortal Kombat theme is, like, it's for full death. So how do you have these band of characters that, if they're supposed to die in the story, come back?
Yeah.
So they had to, like...
I mean, everyone fucking... It's like DBZ with that game. Yep. Like, everyone just dies
and comes back.
It's like... I've seen someone just ripping DBZ on Facebook. Like, there's no point in getting attached to a character because you think they're going to die, and then they pop back 2 episodes later. They were like, there's no consequences.
Just a Halo.
Anyone in this fucking... Yeah. In this
show. How many times has Goku died?
Exactly. He was like, I can't. I don't know how people think this story is a good story.
Well, I think
I'm like, I like the story.
I think it's so popular because it's so easy to follow, and it's.
Is it though?
Yeah, because they're just gonna fight
for 30 episodes. So it's like, I mean, the guy wasn't wrong, but like, you can't hate on DBZ. I mean, the fights are just
the
fights are crazy. They got some very just.
Great, nothing makes
great
sense.
Characters.
Nothing makes sense. All right.
Just popular characters.
Yeah.
That you'll just never
iconic. Goku.
But
Goku
it's not like
1.
Naruto,
Goku 2.
Dies and they just die.
That's the way it should be.
It is. It is the way it should be. But
all right. Next news story: Nintendo giving Forever Entertainment significant financial support to publish more Switch games. This is by Rebecca Valentine at IGN.com. Forever Entertainment, the Polish publisher behind Panzer Dragoon Remake and Fear Effects Sedna, has announced it will be publishing several titles on the Nintendo Switch through a partnership with Nintendo. The announcement was published on Polish financial site Banker and was spotted by Wired Up Report. No specifics about what games are included in this collaboration were given, nor who would develop them, but Forever will receive significant financial support from Nintendo to publish the titles. IGN reached out to both Nintendo and Forever Entertainment for comment and confirmation of the news. Nintendo replied with the statement, Nintendo is supporting Forever Entertainment via a fund for Nintendo Switch game development. Forever Entertainment simply confirmed the partnership. Forever has already been responsible for publishing a hefty catalog of Switch releases, but Nintendo specifically paying out for multiple titles hint at something more going on than just a publisher releasing games on a platform. It's worth pointing out that Forever also entered into a partnership with Square Enix earlier this year to publish multiple remakes of Square Enix Japan IP, though it's unknown which games are involved there either. Panzer Dragoon Remake launched last year, and in our review, we felt it served as an interesting, accurate window into the original game, warts and all, but needed a bit more in a way of modernization. So this is the weirdest deal, because this company, name one game that exactly, you're sitting there shaking your head.
Yep.
Dude,
I've never even heard of the company.
I have this list, right? Here's the games that they put out on the Nintendo Switch. Bindstar Infinity, Virus the Outbreak.
Never heard of it.
Alias Tournament.
Never heard of it.
Green Hill, Ultimate Fishing Simulator, Bomber Fox, Hotshot Burn, Ultimate Ski Jumping, Panzer Dragoon Remake.
These sound like mobile games.
That's what they honestly look like.
That's what it sounds like.
So Panzer Dragoon Remake was a Dreamcast game, I want to say. I forgot what the hell it was on. It was a Sega game.
I'm not going to lie, man. I feel like Nintendo could give me some significant financial support if they were going to be doing this.
So
it'd almost be like the same thing.
That's the weird thing is there has to be... They had to have had some idea of what was coming, right? Like, they have to know something if they're willing to give this company
significant financial support.
Let me see. What?
I don't know. That seems like a weird deal.
Saturn. It was on the Sega Saturn.
Sega Saturn.
It was like an on-rail shooter where you're on this dragon and you're just shooting. It's like the old Star Fox games.
Yeah, okay.
I played the remake when it came to Switch because the original was touted as like one of the greatest games ever made. So the remake, horrible. It's horrible. Now, I bought the game at launch.
Is it horrible, or are you just bad at it?
No, I beat it.
All right.
It's horrible. I played the game at launch. From what I hear, they have patched it to hell to now it's like a way better experience. Because when I played it, it was actually 30 frames per second. They somehow patched it to be 60 frames per second, which I've never seen a game do before.
Yeah, that's weird.
So it's a complete performance boost.
Yeah.
They also added gyro controls, which was my biggest complaint, was the way you play it. It felt like it needed the gyro controls, and now they're in there. So, like, most of my complaints were fixed. Like, months
after.
Almost
like I heard you.
The podcast. And if you played it, if you played it after, you're welcome.
That's thanks to us.
If this is what I think happened, I think Nintendo knows what remakes they're doing for, like, because before Nintendo entered this partnership, Square hired them to do a lot of remakes for them.
Yeah,
I have a feeling Nintendo knows what those remakes are and gave them money that confirms that these games will come to the Switch as well and don't just become Sony exclusives.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Right?
Seems like everyone comes at Sony to try to get something out of it.
Yeah. Well, because right now they're currently working on a House of the Dead remake. If you remember House of the Dead, that's one of those arcade games where you get the light gun.
Yeah.
So they're making a console version of that right now remake.
Why?
It's going to work on the Switch with the motion controls.
Why? Go to the fucking arcade.
It's going
to
be a
you
fun,
go to
like, 25 minutes.
You go to the little arcade room, and you pick up one of those little blue guns, and you get your partner to grab the red one, and you guys go to town.
Because I remember that one in Time Crisis.
There has to be a jillion of those that we played.
Those are
probably
the
all the same damn game, but they're all just,
like a different skin.
Yeah, it's just, like, a different scene, like, but they're all the same thing. Yeah. You're just running and shooting.
Well, the House of the Dead, I remember, because the zombies pop up, and you shoot the zombies.
I like that one.
And then it was like a giant bug boss I could never get by. Again, it used to eat your quarters, and it would feel like the hardest game ever, right?
Oh, gotcha.
I bet if you put it on console and you're going to blow right through in 25 minutes, I bet.
Yeah, of course.
And that's probably why it's a remake of 1 and 2.
Well, I feel like also if we went to go play it now at the arcade, we'd probably crush it because we were probably playing when we were like 9.
We
just couldn't get the shoot, reload motion down.
But also
you
they
got
the
attacked.
Pedal. Don't forget the pedal.
Yeah.
That's like your cover.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, too, though, like, remember, it's an arcade game. They're designed to eat your quarters. So there are going to be so many cheap hits in that version compared to this one.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I feel like that type of game on a console would be too easy.
Right.
Almost too easy.
But there's no way Nintendo saw House of the Dead Remake and was like, we got to pump money into this.
Panzer Dragon Remake. I think that's what it was. That must have been why.
Yeah.
That must have been why they were like, fuck it, we'll just put in like $30 billion into this.
But it's like, what Square Enix games are they?
I mean, what's significant to Nintendo? What are we talking here? 100 mil?
I don't think it's significant to Nintendo. I think it's significant to Forever Entertainment,
I'm sure it is. It's probably the biggest amount of money they've ever received.
100%.
I've never heard of the company.
Because it could be like $1 million, and that's considered significant to them.
That's real significant to me.
Right, but to a company, you know, like that doesn't sound that big.
Are you trying to say this company is doing better than I am in life?
100%.
I don't think so. I've never heard of Panzer
when we
Dragon
were at
remake.
Dunkin' Donuts, there was that dude who fell asleep on the sidewalk. That guy is doing better than you.
I don't think so. 30 minutes at that Dunkin' Donuts, by the way. 30 minutes. That's why your episode's coming out late.
Yeah, that was
because we spent 45 minutes getting two coffees and a sandwich.
That was bad. That was the worst. That
Shout
was...
out Starbucks. We're going to Starbucks
no,
now,
no,
baby.
No,
yes,
I'm a
sir.
Guy. No,
I think it's time to switch after that.
Never.
Come on.
Never.
35 minutes for two coffees and a sandwich.
But I will say those bastards didn't have the Dunkin' refresher, and I've never
See,
been
I
more
told
pissed.
You, man. I told you they were gonna break your heart. They make it seem like they got it, and then they break your heart.
Although she said we don't have the syrup right now.
Oh yeah. Watch
so
when you go back.
Coming back.
Watch when you go back in 2 days and
don't
you ask for it again. They're gonna be like, oh, we don't have the syrup right now. We're never gonna get the.
If I go back in 2 days, the people that were in line behind us
are still
going to
be there.
Be there.
No doubt, no doubt.
Let's see, next news story. Windows 11 will have a slew of gaming features like Xbox Game Pass. This is by Franz Christian Erordia on clutchpoints.com. Windows 11 will be all about gaming as Microsoft adds three gaming-centric features in the new OS. The first and most important gaming feature to be added to Windows 11 is Xbox Game Pass integration. Just how the Xbox Game Pass has slowly been integrated into Windows 10 Game Bar, the Xbox Game Pass will become fully supported once the new OS rolls out. According to Microsoft, the Xbox Game Pass service will be built right into Windows 11. The Xbox app on Windows 11 will offer Xbox Cloud Gaming for Xbox Game Pass Ultimate subscribers. This is an upgrade from the current implementation of Xbox Cloud Gaming on PC, which only runs through a browser now. Meanwhile, Xbox Cloud Gaming will also be arriving on Xbox One soon. So that was another part of the news. If you have an old Xbox One system, like the very first,
yeah, I have that.
You can still play Xbox Series X and S exclusives through xCloud on the old systems now.
I mean, that's good for people that are still living in 2012, but
yeah, like the. But hey, if you don't have the money to buy a new one and you want to try Starfield next year,
I mean, you could have. Are we still on the 360? Are we? How much? You could. You, are you telling me you couldn't get an Xbox One by this point?
Xbox Series X?
Or just a One?
No. This is for the
Xbox
One.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the 360.
No.
Oh, my God.
No. This is on the original Xbox One.
When you said the original, I thought you meant the 360.
No, sorry.
I was
the
like,
original Xbox One.
People are still
One.
Playing that?
No.
Because so, I was like, that's pretty good for someone like that who still has that, because then they can play on xCloud. That'd be dope.
No.
Oh, that's just... I was going to say, man, that's bad.
So, like, Starfield will work natively on my Xbox Series X.
Yeah.
You can still play,
I can play
Starfield
it on my,
now.
On my Xbox One.
Yes, but through the cloud.
Yeah. So it's going to be shitty. Shitty quality, probably.
I've heard Xbox xCloud Gaming is really good.
SpongeBob meme.
Yeah.
I heard Stadia was good. Look
no,
what happened.
No. I actually know people who use xCloud, and they like it.
Do you?
Yeah, my older brother uses it.
You don't have any brothers.
Sure.
Don't lie to the podcast, sure. Dude.
But no, he really likes it. He puts it on his laptop and does it through the web browser.
I'm hearing this Luna's coming out soon or whatever. Like
the Amazon Luna.
Yeah, like something. I just heard something big about it.
Yeah.
Like 2 days ago. I don't know if it's coming out with something or it's coming free for someone who has Prime or something like that. Like I heard something
I think so.
And I heard it's supposed to be really good.
Is
it not out yet?
I think it's in beta right now.
I thought it was out.
I've read reviews of it.
Yeah.
I think it is because you can buy
out.
The controller.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But like, I saw something. I don't remember what it said, but I saw big news for it. And I was
the
like,
problem is. Right now, I will never get into cloud gaming as much as people like it.
I'm not into
it. I am such a physical, like, I like to be.
I can't say that. I don't mind cloud gaming, but I'm not doing it until
it's going to become the future.
Guaranteed.
Yes.
Until I got the best fucking Wi-Fi in the world. I'm hardwired up.
Yeah.
I won't even try it until I get to that point.
Well, here's the thing. If Xbox is building this into their PCs, they're already talking about pre-building xCloud into TVs.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, you're not even going to need a box. You're just going to need the controller connected to your TV.
Yep.
Like, and Sony's doesn't have anything to compete with that. You're gonna need to spend either $500 on that, or you can just say, "Oh, I'll spend $10. Don't have to buy any games, and I just go and play Starfield and Halo."
Frame rate for Luna: 60 frames. Just close that.
Yeah, but not good enough for you PC gamers, right?
No.
I like
I will
my
never
120.
Go back to 60. Never.
That's why I'm saying Killer Instinct needs that X/S boost.
It definitely needs a boost. If it's playing on 120, I'll play it. Anything on 120 is just crazy. I'll just put it like that.
What is Hades on when you play it on your
45?
Is it
those type of games? They don't require as much as like an Apex would.
Oh,
for
yeah,
graphics.
Yeah.
So it's like something like Hades, like that thing has to be playing at like 200.
That comes out in August for all systems.
Yeah.
I'm ready to try it on the Xbox. See how that works.
What's the point?
Dude, it's going to look beautiful.
It's going to look beautiful, but you already destroyed it. It looked beautiful on my laptop.
Yeah, but I want to try. You know what
I mean? It did look good on my laptop. It probably looked a lot better than
and
your
technically
Switch
I have stuff to unlock.
oh, I only beat the game 44 times, but I didn't get the seventh upgrade on my sword. Oh, I'm gagged. Oh.
I remember when I beat it one time, thought I was the man. And then I was like, I'm not playing again, so I can't lose. Let's see, other...
That would seem like a sub-diss, you know...
No, that was me making fun of you because you only beat it once.
That's what I'm saying. It seemed like you were trying to sub me, but... Like,
No. I was very clear.
You didn't say any names.
I remember
that
when Dill beat it
TA.
One time. No, TA's never
touched
that game.
He's never beat
game.
It. Yeah, he wouldn't be able to beat it.
As for the other two gaming features on Windows 11, these are Auto HDR and Direct Storage API. For Auto HDR, thousands of HDR-supported games will automatically be enhanced when played on Windows 11. They showed comparative footage between the regular graphics for Skyrim and the Auto HDR version. Of course, the graphics upgrade is very evident. Microsoft claims that there are over 1,000 games that support this feature, and it's something that doesn't need any developer participation. As for the Direct Storage API, we know that this feature will come to both Xbox and PC. This technology will increase read and write speeds and greatly reducing load times and allowing developers to create games with large, vast, and open worlds and more details and less padding. While Microsoft doesn't have an exact release date yet for the new OS, owners of genuine Windows 10 OS will be able to upgrade for free this holiday 2021. So this is more of just the domination of put our games anywhere and allow
say,
people...
So they're just making this new iOS just straight gaming?
Yeah.
Like all about gaming?
Well, no. I only grabbed an article that specifically talked about the gaming. Like, I didn't care about
Just the first sentence, Windows 11 will be all about gaming.
Yes, yeah.
So it made it seem like that's all they care about with this.
No, they showed a bunch of other things, but like, you read it and it's like, who gives a shit about it on this podcast?
Yeah, my laptop could use a new screen.
Are you on Windows 10?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you'll have Game Pass built into your laptop moving forward.
Well, that's how... I told you, when I downloaded Game Pass, it doesn't come up as an app. It just pops up...
Like through a web browser.
Automatically on a web browser every time I turn my computer on.
Yep.
So like, and obviously I told you when I go to like record my gameplay and I hit the start button on my PS5 controller, it brings up the Xbox menu.
Yep.
And that's how I record.
Yep.
So like it still brings up my Xbox menu no matter what.
Right.
Even when I'm just clicking my home button.
Right. Because it reads it as that like Xbox button.
Yeah. So I'm already on that Microsoft 10. So that'll be cool to get a new interface.
Right. And it's built in, and maybe if it's built in and like an actual, you might try it more often. Because how many games have you really played on Game Pass, even though you... Are we just the whales?
Just Ori, I think.
God, that must look beautiful on your PC.
It does look beautiful on my PC.
I played it on my... The problem is I played on a TV, so I don't get, like, the full... Although, like I told you before, now my TV goes, oh, you're in game mode,
and it
looks way better.
I think we already looked at your TV's frame rate. Wasn't it, like, something? Like, 90 or something? Like, 100?
It's not the 120.
It's not 120?
No.
I was going to say. If it was 120, then the game would look fine.
I meant to, and I fucked up. Amazon, it was the Amazon day, and they had monitors, gaming monitors for sale.
Should've.
And I meant to, I was busy at work.
Once I get my spot, dude, once I get a bigger one, I'm going right to the monitor.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have my shit synced.
Same thing. When I get a house, I'm going
to
do the game
right
and
to
monitor.
Monitor.
Yep.
I'm going to have my monitor like 240. I'm just going to let it burn.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Well, TT was like, you know, he called me. He's like, I'm trying to get a cable. I'm trying to get internet right now. He's like, is 800 millibytes a second fast? I'm like, I downloaded 28.
Yeah.
Like, so what do you think? 800.
Yeah, that's
a second.
Ridiculous.
800 millibytes. I'm like, dude, that's fucking fast as shit. I was like, I am literally at 28. And I was like, the cap's probably like 50. And I was like, I barely get it.
Yeah,
I was like, if you got 800, that's pretty solid.
Yeah, I've never even sneezed anything close to that.
Ooh, whenever I get my spot and I get the internet, I'm just going to be like, yo, I just want the fastest speed right off the bat. Because he said his apartment doesn't really have good service, so he's like, I just need good Wi-Fi in that. He's like, I need the best. He's like, because you do only have like one bar when you're in his house.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's like, I'm just going to get the best one.
Oh,
he's
like,
is 800 good? I'm like, yeah, it's good, buddy.
Yeah.
It's almost a gig a second.
Well, so
it would
I
download
think
a 65 gig game in like fucking 5 minutes.
I think today you should care more about your internet than your
cable.
Channels. Yes,
oh,
exactly. Because at this point,
just get rid of everything. Phone, cable, buy, and just get the best internet. I feel like that's the only option. It's
best
still going to be under $100
you're
gonna
have your
most
cell
of
phone.
The time.
Yeah.
If you just get internet, most of the time it's under $100.
That's what me and my girlfriend did. We prioritized the internet speed and everything over like everything
but
else.
Every single one of these freaking, you know, Roku Fire, they all have free cable now. So it's like, well, why do you have an app that gives me free cable?
Legally.
It is legal. It's on the freaking Fire Stick.
Yeah.
So it's like, why would I pay for cable?
Right.
They literally give you it's literally an app on the home screen.
Yep.
And it just gives you free cable.
Yeah.
So it's like, why am I going to go pay an extra $50 bucks on this bundle when I can? They're like, oh, the bundle's cheaper to get all three. It's like, is it really?
Yeah, and they give you a home phone.
And they give you, like, I'm never going to
Who was the last time you've called a home?
The only thing I'm going to get is a fucking telemarketer call that I don't need.
Yeah.
I already get it on my cell phone. Why do I need to get it on my house phone?
Hey, we've been trying to reach you about your extended car warranty.
Would you like to renew it?
All right, and then last news story. I just threw this in. PlayStation State of Play is reportedly airing next month, according to a French game site. This is by Hans Kreier. A new PlayStation State of Play presentation could be arriving as early as the first week of July, a rumor has claimed. On June 24th, French outlet Jux Video published a report claiming that a new PlayStation State of Play presentation could be airing on July 8th. The outlet's claim appears to be partially based off comment posted to Reddit by anonymous user. I always love it when it's off of a Reddit user. Claimed that the new State of Play would be debuting on July 8th. While that's not exactly a rock-solid foundation for the claim, it's somewhat backed by recent comments during the Summer Game Fest. During the showcase on June 10th, Hideo Kojima debuted a trailer for Death Stranding Director's Cut, a re-release of 2019's action game with all new added content coming exclusively PS5. Immediately after the trailer, Death Stranding Director's Cut revealed that the re-release host commented that we'd found more over the coming few weeks, indicating that it would be another presentation focusing on the game that would delve deeper into greater detail. This forthcoming presentation could be a PlayStation State of Play showcase. The new rumor about the PlayStation State of Play presentation set for early next month actually comes out off the back of a separate rumor. Just yesterday, several self-professed insiders claimed that the story-based DLC for Ghost of Tsushima was in the works, called Ghost of Akashima. One insider claimed that this unannounced DLC was roughly the size of Spider-Man Miles Morales in relation to the original game, and it's targeting a release later this year on PS5. So this game actually just got rated too, so now it's like coming together. That's why I included it now.
Yeah.
So this game did get rated today, so now we know this thing exists. So it's basically a standalone DLC story to Ghost of Tsushima, in the same vein that Spider-Man Miles Morales is a standalone DLC story to the originals, and it's going to be around the same size.
So it's almost going to be another game just...
Yep, for the PS5 exclusively. Yeah. Yep. And again, it's going to be one of those shorter, like, eight-hour experiences. So I've been saying, if Sony has...
I think the Ghost of Tsushima was relatively long.
Yep.
The story. I think Spidey said it probably took 30 hours-ish.
Yep.
Like, to do everything.
Yeah, and remember, they dropped the DLC for that online multiplayer.
Yep. Which I don't even know if he really got into.
But a lot of people love it. It's Legends, I think.
He definitely said it was dope. I remember him playing it a little bit. I just don't know if he continued into it.
So, Sony skipped E3. I think they have to do something soon.
Yeah.
The only problem is, and I've been saying this forever, they've had a couple state-of-plays where most of what they've shown still isn't out yet. Well, now I want to say we do have Ratchet & Clank.
Yep.
We do have Destruction All-Stars. The Oddworld is out. I'm trying to think of, like... But
still
they've showed us...
crazy.
How many times have we seen Deathloop? Like, are they going to show us that again?
That shit's never coming out. I don't know.
Forspoken or whatever, we've seen that. What are they going to show us that again?
Probably won't come out until 2022.
Final Fantasy 16. 20, but we have the Kena Bridge of Spirits or whatever they've showed us so many times. I don't know when the hell that's supposed to come. I think August. But what are they going to do? Show us again? Remind us one more time, even though we've seen it so many times?
What are they going to have that's going to be big news?
That's the thing. I don't think they need to. Maybe they show us a trailer for God of War.
I think they need to.
The problem is we know a lot that is coming already, though.
I mean, we do, but nothing's coming out.
That's the problem, though. Like, so what do? You keep showing stuff that's even further than the stuff that's already not out?
I don't know what Sony does, but...
But if you do have something that is going to release this year, then show that.
Yeah,
like, that I understand that.
If they have anything that's going to come out this year.
So I am still 50-50 on if... Horizon Forbidden West releases this year or not.
I feel like I just read something about that the other day too.
Well, they had the Sony State of Play the week before E3 that was just on that game.
Yeah.
And they said we're targeting 2021, which is not the most
promising
thing
to
say in June.
Especially in 2021 with the way it's been.
Right.
With all these delays. That's not a promising thing to say.
Exactly. So that makes me feel like it's 2022.
If it is 2021, it's a late holiday.
Which is fine.
Which is fine, but it's going to be pretty much 2022. Dropping a game in December 15th of 2020, like that mean that's 2022.
Right.
Like it's 2 weeks away and it's a new year. So it's like, just call it, that's a new game.
That's why I'm so shocked.
If you can't classify it as a game of the year because it came out so late, then just keep it for the next year.
Do you consider Smash Bros. As like a 2020 game then? Because technically that came out the end. It was like December 15th of 2019. Or
I feel
something.
Like you can't count that as a 2019 game because it'll never have a chance to win Game of the Year.
So it won 2020's Fighting Game of the Year,
which is crazy,
right? Because it came out in 2019.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, that actually makes sense then.
Right. Yeah.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's not fair for a game especially if it does drop that late. Like,
yep.
You know they'll never have a shot.
Oh yeah.
I don't care what game it is. If it only has 2 weeks before the new year, it's not gonna win.
It came out the day of the Game Awards for that
year. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, so if a game drops, I feel like after November, it's got no shot.
Right.
If it drops like first week November, like Black Friday, whatever. Ooh, that's fine.
I actually think if it drops beginning to mid-November, it has a better shot.
It definitely has a better shot.
Because it's like the newest thing fresh on your mind.
Before you go into the new year. But
you go into voting for the game of the year.
That's right, too. But even then, though, I don't see that game coming out in November. If anything, it's going to come out late December.
Yeah, that's where I don't know where. But the thing is, they showed us when they first announced it in 2020, they showed us a decent trailer for it.
Yeah.
They showed us a decent, like, the first level game trailer at the last State of Play. Like, a decent 20-minute, like, and it didn't look buggy. It didn't look like it was skipping frames. It looked damn good. So that's where I'm like, it could, but it's also, I don't like the fact that they didn't give it a date yet.
Yeah.
And we're running out of time.
That's nerve-wracking.
Right?
I mean, it feels like we're running out of time, but it's still 6 months away.
It is, but you also want to give it that time to promote it.
Yeah.
You know, like, that. And that's a big title.
How many months do you need to promote a game, though, like that?
You're going to pump heavy money into it.
I was going to say 2 to 3 months of promotion.
Probably.
And that means if that's our timeline, that gives them 2 to 3 months to really get it going and announce it.
Unless they finally give a date at this, you know, rumored State of Play.
Which they could.
That would be a big deal.
What do they say, though? You think I don't know if it'll be November or December, if anything.
I think.
It'd be smarter to go November, but if the game's not close enough, then they might push it. You don't want to see them. You don't want to see them say, you know, November 15th, and then they're like, "Oh,
yes.
We need to delay it till December 15th."
Yes,
that would just.
That's 100% why I think they refuse
to give
a date.
That's why I would do it as far away as possible to give me at least a month guaranteed time that I could try to squeeze this out in a month. I'm thinking November 15th, I'm gonna just say December 15th.
Yeah,
just give me an extra month padding so I can really, really guarantee you something here.
I think they want it before Black Friday. Because that'll boost the sales of the.
That would be the most ideal.
There's going to be no PS5 deal for a console, but it doesn't matter.
You probably won't even be a fucking PS5.
No. You're right.
I mean, if it doesn't come out in 2020, we already know it's going to come out.
Dude, people are getting stabbed this Christmas for a PS5. Think about it.
I wouldn't be surprised.
People are going to get stabbed for this.
Ran over in the store.
Yeah.
Old lady got trampled on in Target.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm trying to remember. Something came out. What was it that came out where, like, everyone was going crazy and they were running over people?
The Wii?
Was it? It was some system that just popped. I don't know.
Dude, this
it might have been the first drop of the PS5. I don't even remember. But I remember there was, like, people were getting ran over in the stores for this one item.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was.
Well, like, the old Tickle Me Elmo had the same problem, too, as weird as it sounds.
Toilet paper during COVID.
Yeah.
Toilet paper and paper towels were off the fucking shelf for months.
Dude, yeah.
No one takes that many shits, man. No one.
But it's just the fact that they tell you it's not coming out.
Dude, you guys aren't going to have toilet paper for 6 years. Let me grab every single roll in the store.
Metroid Dread got announced, right? How much do you care about that game, be honest?
Zero.
So how much do you think, like, normal gamers care about it, though? Not really much,
40%.
Right? 40%. Yes. So
it's got to be the true fans.
They have a special edition that's $90, and they have the normal one for $60. Both of them are sold out everywhere. If you go on eBay, they're selling for like $120 to $150, and that's just like the normal to the special edition. But
I feel like all Nintendo games have that ability to sell at every fucking price they want.
But that's like
us going to buy Pokemon Ruby or whatever.
Oh, dude, don't
even at $10 when we're 7, and then you go to buy it now, it's fucking $300 to go get the original Fire Red. You're like.
Yeah.
Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Dude, the whole scalper scene right now is horrible.
I feel like Nintendo games can sell at any fucking price they want.
Well, they never lose
value.
You
could go sell, like, Mask of whatever the fuck it's called, Majora's Mask.
Mm-hmm.
You get the OG one, you could probably go sell that for, like, $300.
How much do you think? Quick guess, just because you said it. I want to see. Take a guess. What do you think an N64 card of Majora's Mask is going for?
I don't want to highball it.
It's not going to be anything super crazy.
Yeah, like, I don't know, $100?
Actually, no, it's way
low.
$30.
See, that's the thing. You might see it sometime, but I still feel like you could
right now buy it now, $74.99.
I feel like I could still go on Facebook Market and go sell it for like $150. Because there's gonna be some idiot that thinks it has like that value.
The buy it nows are all at around $80. So yeah,
even that. But I bet 20 years ago we could have bought that for $4.
Dude, yeah, it's
so it's you can literally any time those games like Pokemon died out, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden 10 years later, all these kids that were,
I don't think Pokemon ever died out.
No, but you know what I mean. Like it wasn't as popular as when we were
it's kind
9 years old.
Right now.
It was like, all right, it's kind of steady. All the games are getting kind of similar. Like when they started dropping Ruby and all of them, it's all the same game.
Do you know
like,
how much gold, Heart Gold and Soul Silver?
Those three in particular. What was it? Crystal, Heart Gold.
No. The DS remakes.
Oh, those two.
Do you know how much? I know how much those are going for by
Heart.
That's
the one that you got to steal off of Devon.
Yep.
He was talking about
They're
that.
They're going
like,
for $250 right now.
He was saying that. He was like,
just the
cart. He said, I sold Ken the game and the DS for like $100.
Dude, he gave it to me for $40.
$40. That's what he said. He was like, dude, I saw that they're going for like $250.
You know what's worse is I sold that to get my Switch because I was a broke college student.
Yeah.
He gave me the full box. It came with the Pokewalker. You remember that little accessory? And something else. When I was trading it in, right?
He literally told me that like 2 months ago.
I was trading it in. The guy at GameStop goes, do you know what's in my hand right now? And I was like, no. He goes, this is your college tuition. I was like, I need it for the Switch. And he was like, oh my. I got $57 trade in value. I've never heard of a game that increased in value.
Just the game got you 57 games?
The whole thing.
Oh, I mean, that's not that.
But you bought it. It was $40 new.
That's true.
I've never traded in a game that was higher than what you would buy it for.
That's like when I buy Gears of War 2 for $60. I go trade it in. They give me $2.
Yes.
You got $2 store credit.
He turned around, handed it to the other employee, walked around the thing, and bought it right there. When I traded it in.
Oh, my God. He bought it from
yes.
you? He was like, I'm going to go sell this for $300.
I think he wanted it. But that's what... Dude, it's wild.
He was pissed at it. He was like, dude,
I just realized that I sold Gex
for like $40. He's like, I could have sold it for like $300.
Dude, it's insane right now, the whole buy. That's why I bought that emulation machine to legally...
That is a dope machine.
Legally play of course, emulation games. Yeah. All right. That does it for this week. Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at @AHN_Gags.
You're going to find me on PC, PapaDill22. I haven't really been on much, but...
144 frames.
145 frames. Sturdy.